Okay, today is Daf Samach Beis. We're up to the top, the second line. Second line on Samach Beis, Amud Aleph. I want to apologize. For some reason, the Daf did not get... It got recorded because I shut it off, but I don't know how to upload it. And for some reason, there was a gap in technical abilities, and we lost it. We want to apologize. We're sorry. Okay, here we go. Samach Beis. Top... Second line. So the words ihachi we take out because we just take them out. Okay, here we go. It says in the Torah. It's actually in this week's parsha. Bichukosai. Ish kiafli neder be'erkecha. If a man will utter an expression of a neder / erech vow, an erech vow is where you designate the certain value, which is specified by the Torah, whether the guy's a Hercules strong man or a weak person, doesn't make a difference. It goes by age and gender. And you say, I will donate to the Beis HaMikdash such that person's erech or that person's erech. So, but the pasuk says, ish, a man, kiyafli neder be'erkecha. So, of course it's a man, right? Who else is going to do such a thing? Not a non-human. So, be'erchin lamali. Why is it necessary for the Torah to go out of its way and say the word ish? Michti, the iskish erechin le nedarim. Erechin are compared to nedarim. The Amar Kra, and the Torah says, ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha. Right? Like the Torah says. Within the parsha of erechin, it says the word neder. So there's a hekish between neder and erech. They're both similar. Vehatanya, and we learned gabe nedarim, ish. It also says ish by nedarim. That pasuk is in, I think, Emor, where it says, Davril Aaron v'elbonah v'elkol b'nei Yisrael v'markalim, ish, ish, from Beis Yisrael, right? Menager b'Yisrael, asher Yaakov mikarbonu l'chol nidrehem, l'chol nidvosam, right? So everyone's going to make a neder carbon, or an adava carbon. So it says, ish, ish. Ma talmud lomar, ish, ish. Why does it say, ish, ish? L'rabos es ha'ovdei kochavim. To include goyim, sheheim nodrin, Nedarim v'nedavos ki Yisrael, that they can give donations just like the Bnei Yisrael. If a guy wants to bring a carbon, we've said this already, it's no problem. So we already know that goyim are included in the din of Nedarim. So, ish kiyafli be'erechin lamali. So then why does the Torah go out of its way and say the word ish again in Parshas Bichukosai? What did Gemara say? Where?
By
here. Okay. Gemara's give a different answer. Yesterday's daf didn't get recorded. Ish kiyafli be'erchin lamali. So why does it say it again by erechin? Ella hai ish mi boyle. So you know the word ish in Parashas Bichukosai is teaching you a different din. La suye comes to include Mufla samachal ish. It comes to include, not necessarily, does it have to be, someone who's 13? It could even be someone who's 12. Even if someone's 12 years old, right? We always know that the threshold for someone doing mitzvot is 13. That's true regarding every mitzvah in the Torah, except for the ability to make a neder. The ability to make a neder is not 13, and it's not 12 by a girl. What is it? It's when they are mufla samachla ish. They have to be, it's a year before, so by boys it's 12, by girls it's 11, and they have to be able to understand to who they're making a neder, what's it all about, the consequences, the purposes, the intent, Hashem. So if a child is able to do that, they are included in the category of being able to make a neder, and it's binding. We've said this before, you know, when it comes to certain mitzvahs in the Torah, the threshold could be lower, just like when you need for 13 years old, we require to do other mitzvahs, we require to be someone to be 13, but for example, to be an aide for a wedding, 13 might not be enough. You also need an additional daf. You're a daf to be the aide for the wedding, which is why at a wedding, the fact that the chassan and kallah's relatives are there doesn't passel the rest of the room because they're not designated. They don't have the das. it's a higher level of knowledge. Here, it's a lower level of knowledge. So the Gemara says, that makes sense if you hold that Mufla Samach L'Ish is a Daraisa. This is the Bakar. That someone who's less than 13 can make a Neder. Ella Lamanda Amar Derabanan, but according to the one who holds that idea is only Derabanan. Midaraisa, 12-year-old boy, no matter how brilliant he is, cannot make a Neder. Midarabanan he can. So then Ish Kiafli Lamali, what do I need Ish for? So the Gemara says, "La'asuye mufla samach le'ish to oved kochavim." It comes to include a 12-year-old guy. A 12-year-old guy can make a neder mid'oraisa, but a 12-year-old Jew cannot. How could that be? How could a 12-year-old guy make a neder? A 12-year-old Jew cannot. So Tosafot says it's very simple. A 12-year-old guy, goyim, are not under the category of lo yachel devaro. If a guy makes a neder, which he can make, we just said he can make it, but then he violates the neder, so the guy gets an avera of lo yachal devaro. No, that's not one of the shevet mitzvos b'nei noach. Doesn't get such an avera. So therefore, it's only logical to assume that the threshold of a guy being able to make the neder is totally in das. However, a Jew who would be chayef under lo yachal devaro kitanim cannot be chayef for daraisis. They can't be chayef for violating a daraisa. They're not a bar onesh. They're only 12 years old. So since a Jew is not in the category of loyachal devaro, they're not in the category of being able to make them darim either. They go hand in hand. That's Tosas' answer. The Mefarish says something very, very interesting. If you look, you have to see it inside. It's the right across. Lasuye muflo samach le'ish to ovik ochavim. So he says, mid daraisa nodrin nedarim. Don't ask me, how can that be? You see it? Don't ask me, how could that be that a guy, a 12-year-old guy is mitzvah in the darim and can do a neder and a 12-year-old Jew cannot? Shekein matzino b'kama makomos. We find in many places. He's going to name one place. But we find it in many places, shechmir Torah al obe kochavim, where we're more machmir by a guy. Where is the classic case? Kigon, for example, b'shoro shel kanani, the ox of a goy, shehizik l'shoro shel Yisrael, that damages the shore of a Jew, bein tam u bein muad, whether it's a tam or a muad, mishalim nezek shalim. Momachmer. If you're a Jew's ox, a tam doesn't pay nezek shalim. But if you're a goy's ox, the Torah says, you do pay nezek shalim. And also, conversely, b'shel Yisrael, a Jew, shenogach shel kanani, that damages a Kanani's ox, bein tam bein muad potter. So the Mefarish says, that's old news, that we're more machmer by goyim. Right, after all, kama makomos is one makom. Kama makomos where we're machmer. One second, so putting aside the gezel, the Bris Levi asks, what's the Mefarish talking about? That Gemara, it's true, it's a Gemara Baba Kama. However, the Marsha over there explains that the reason why, what's the reason for this? What's the reason for these chumras, so to speak, quote unquote chumras, that were more machar by God? What's the reason for that? So the Marsha explains, the Mefarshim explains, I don't know if it's in the Gemara Baba Kama, I didn't look it up, but it's certainly in the Marsha over there. He says that there's a pasuk there in Habakkuk that since the Bnei Noach, since Goyim, don't really keep the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach, there's a puzzle there in Chabakuk that the Sheva Mitzvot are tied into their Mamon. And since they don't keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noah, their Mamon is all Hefker. Which is why, if a Jew damages the ox of a guy, a Jew's putter. Why? It doesn't belong to anybody. It's Hefker. Right? You damage something in the street, you don't have to pay for that. There's no one to pay to. It doesn't belong to anybody. And the reason why we're Machmir the other way, why does a guy have to pay Nezek Shalem, regardless if it's a Tam or a Muad, is because by Goyim there's no difference. If this would be litigated in a secular Goyish court, they don't make a differentiation between a Tam and a Muad. Only the Torah does that. They don't make any distinction. So therefore, we treat the Goyim L'shit Hosam. If this is a Din Torah, we treat it by them. So what kind of words is Rabbi Farish talking about? Well, you see, the Torah is more Machmer. It's not a Chumrah. We're just playing by their rules. Doesn't answer that question. Yeah.
How's it
So we give you that, well, it wouldn't apply because they don't keep Shabbos and putting off.
Right, that's...
Before you get a din by an ideal situation, not a situation, well, they don't keep it anyway.
So maybe at once upon a time, maybe a Ger Toshav who does keep them, maybe it would be a din, I don't know. Or maybe it's a low plug, I don't know. But the standard answer given is, well, the pasuk is the remez, and they don't keep it anyway, so the whole thing is batal. But by the way, the kasha, the mafarish, is from the second part. The second part is that the reason why in a secular court they'll pay nezek shalem is because by them there's no difference. So we play by their rules. What do you mean we're more machmer? It's not about an issue of chumrah. It's an issue of playing by their rules. So what's mafarish talking about? He doesn't answer that question. So that needs a period. It needs an explanation. But at least Tosfos is on face value is because of the issue of Lo Yachal Devaro. This raises a fascinating issue. How do we know that 13 and by girls 12, how do we know that those are the ages where the Mechuyev to start keeping mitzvahs? Where do those numbers come from? Where did number 13 come from? Anybody have an answer for that? It's come up before. No. You had it already. Right? Yirtzeh Hashem, we all make bar mitzvahs. Where did number 13 come from? Where did number 12 come from? The Gemara. The Gemara says, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Says the Chassam Sofer, halacha l'moshe m'sinai only applies to Jews. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai is a part of the relationship of the Torah that applies only to Jews. So at what age would a goy be mitzvah in Shefer Mitzvot B'nei Noach? Obviously, a one-month-old is not mitzvah in the issue of Gezel, or Didim, or the other, Eiver Menachai. Doesn't apply to a one-month-old baby. So at what age do they have to start keeping Shefer Mitzvot B'nei Noach? So by Jews, the answer is 13. What about by goyim? So logic would dictate whenever they are old enough to appreciate the Aveira, or the mitzvah. Right, so by some mitzvahs it'll start earlier. Right, every 3-year-old boy wears tzitzis, but not every 3-year-old understands shatnez, because it goes by maturity. And that's an issue of chinuch, but the same idea. So whatever age they're ready, it kicks in by goyim. So says the Chassam Sofer, what do you need a pasuk for over here by Nedarim to tell me that it applies when they're 12? It's an issue of das. So the Chassam Sofer answers, listen to this answer. He says Nedarim is not one of the Shefer Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Who made up that Nedarim is the Shefer Mitzvot B'nei Noach? Not at all. It's not one of the Shefer Mitzvot. Therefore, I wouldn't even know if it's a mitzvah at all. Therefore, I need a pasuk. Happens to be, Derech Agav, there's a Thurim Achlokes when Goyim are mitzvah in Shefer Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Some say it goes by Das. Some say 13 anyway, even though Talach HaLoshem Sinai is a Medrash that somehow Goyim are also included, and it goes when they're 13. And the Yaris Devash, Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, says it goes when they're 20. But they're not mitzvah in Shefer Mitzvot until they're 20. It's being very generous to them. So those are some of the issues that come out over here. Yeah. No? You can ask me a question if you have one. No? Okay. Just one word, Al Pidrash, in the Yam Simcha, he brings up a great, it's also Parshas Bichu Kosai, so we could say it. He says that even though the word ish over here in Parshas Bichu Kosai alludes to the fact that it includes Goyim or Mufal Samach L'ish, he says, Al Pidrash, why is it, very interesting, why is it that right after the Tochacha, all of a sudden we have a Parshas Erchin? Where'd that come from out of left field? All of a sudden, Erechin right next to Parshas the Klalas? So the Baal Tumor already says, yes, because if you add up all the amount of Shkalim that are mentioned in the Torah, right, if you're a man between the age of 20 and 60, and over 60, under 20, and you add up all the numbers for females, over 20, under, if you add up all those Shkalim, it comes out to 143. What's 143? 143 is the exact number of klalos that are in Parshas Bichu Kosai and Parshas Kisava. And the Torah is letting you know it's 143. It's 98 plus 30 whatever, no, 40 whatever, it comes out to 143 exactly, and to let you know that the antidote to prevent the klalos from coming is to have, is to have a attitude of donations. You have an attitude of being ma'arech things, giving vows, not vows, pledges, promises, keeping them, then you are going to be saved from the kalos. That's an allusion here. Doesn't really say why it has to do with the word ish, although that's, he starts off saying ish. We learn that, and this is al derech drash. And then he says about Yaakov Avinu. Right? Yaakov Avinu said, Hashem, if you save me, the kleyakar, if you save me, I will give, right, what's the pasuk over there? So Yaakov said he gave Meiser Mikol, right? If you save me from the Tzara, if you save me from the Tzara, I'll give Meiser. And then the kleyakar says, everybody does that. Whenever you're in hard times, whenever things aren't going well, Hashem, I promise, if you help me with this, I'll donate this, I'll give this, I'll do... But we never come through. But Yaakov Avinu came through on all his pledges. We don't. We make all the promises, but we don't deliver. So that's a big negative. You deliver, you come through, those calls won't even come to be. Yeah?
You're saying that Dharma is a good thing. You said Rabbi Nassim says, you will make an edit,
right.
Like Obama, and if you're kindness, like you're Makar
Bukhara. Right. Right, we have those contradictory gemaras throughout. Just one point. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Tzedakah, there's a Tosvos and other makoros that Goyim really shouldn't give Tzedakah, but because it's such a good mila, it does so much for a person that we don't want to accept it from Goyim. However, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Nun Tes of Yerodeh Sif Dalid, Oved Kochavim Shehitz Nadev Menorah. Odover echad, davar acher lebeis hakneses. If a goy wants to donate something to the shul, mikabu mimenu, we'll accept it. That's not tzedakah. It's a different thing. What, I know there's a shayla in the back over there in the Masifta about if a goy wants to donate a sefer Torah, would you accept it? Interesting shayla that came up. There was an Arab guy who wanted to donate a sefer Torah. These shayla came up. Anyway, v'hu shi'omer b'dasi thrall hifrashti osa. I'm doing it with full intent. V'im lo omer kein ton geniza. And if he doesn't say that, it has to be buried. Why? Because we want to make sure it's just like a carbon. So a lot of big carbonos, a guy. So b'sman hazeh translates into, can I donate something to the shul? Right? We'll take donations from anybody, right? But it is an issue, and it's addressed by the poskim. Okay, here we go. Next. Yeah. For Mufal Sanhok, for a Jew?
For a Jew.
Right.
So he's tied with the bonus,
he can
get Malchus.
Oh, so it can't be that he's going to get Malchus. There's no way that a 12-year-old boy can get Malchus. Right? We said if a 10-year-old boy has relations with a married woman, he doesn't get punished. Even though he's the age of royal Bia, but he's still not 13. It just can't happen. So how would that fit in? I'm not sure. How can a 12-year-old boy bring a carbon? Right? Right. So I don't know. What would happen if a 12-year-old made a neder and then they didn't keep it? How could he be over loyachal devar? He's only 12 years old. I don't know. I was wondering that. I don't know. Because Tosfa said the whole reason why a goy could do it is because there's no loyachal devar. Right? That's what Tosfa said. But if a Jew, it would never happen. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Ha nichal amanda amar bnei Yisrael ne'arachin ve'ein ovik kochavim ne'arachin." That makes sense if you say that a goy could be the subject of an erech vow. In other words, I will give the erech vow of that my goy, right, my neighbor, whatever, how old he is and whatever gender he is, I'll do that. Yachal lo yihi ma'arichin. I also would think that a goy cannot make a vow. Talmud lomar ish. No, the word ish means even a guy can make a vow. Shaper, that makes sense. El Lamanda Rabbi Yisrael Ma'archin. But according to the one who holds that the words Bnei Yisrael teach me, no, only a Jew can make an erech vow. They ain't of the kochavim ma'archin. A guy cannot make an erech vow. Loch yachalayhi ne'erechin. So I would also think that they can't be the subject of an erech vow. Talmud lomar ish. Therefore it says ish. No, they can be the subject of an erech vow. Of course they can be the subject. Afilu tinek ben chadash b'aruchehu. Even a one-month-old baby can be the subject of an erech vow. I need a limud to tell me that a goy can be the subject? What do I need a limud for? Even a baby who has no das, he can be the subject. So therefore, kiafli lamali. So the one I need, the kiafli ish, the key is the word ish. So the Gemara says, Amar v'adabarava, la'asui oved kochavim, gadol. No, it means to include an adult. That what? To make it. Ta'af al-gaf, the gadol who, even though he's a gadol, any yodeh la'haflos, he doesn't necessarily know or appreciate the severity of a vow, the extent of a vow, the depth of a vow, the meaning, the intent. Goy might not know all that. But I need a lima to tell me, nevertheless, his vow would be binding. Now the Gemara says, Ela kiyafli the kasher rachmani gam naziris lamali. Now why do I need kiyafli by naziris? Why do I need that? Because by naziris it again says kiyafli. It's really extra again. Why? The iskash naziris lanadarim. Because we're going to make a hekesh, we know that already, it was the end of the second Masechta about this, that Nadarim and Adavas are very similar. So we already know that we do that. So the Gemara says, Kiyafli Lamali. What do I need Kiyafli for by Nazir? So the Gemara says, La'asu ye yadayim she'ena mochichos, to include yadayim that are not mochiach, which are partial phrases which by themselves don't give us any indication what on earth you mean. Right? As we end off Masechta's Nazir, the Gemara doesn't want us to forget about Yadayim, so brings it up. Was on the base of Nadarim, came up again in Nazir, right? We don't want to forget about it, so we remind ourselves at the end of the Masechta, right? That's a concept of, if somebody says a word that doesn't really indicate what he means, however, there are other circles that Nazir is walking by. A Nazir is walking by, and you say, aha. Right? Aha, like that. So, in a vacuum, that doesn't mean anything. It's not mochiach what you mean. However, with the Nazir walking by, so that's a machlok, does that work? Maybe he meant aha on his suit, I don't know. Does that work? So it's a machlokas. So, the itmar, yodayim she'enu mochichos, if you say an utterance, it doesn't really mochiach what you mean, abaya omer, having yodayim, it's fine anyway. V'rava omer lo having yodayim, Rava says it doesn't work. So le abaya nicha. According to abaya, that's fine. El l'rava mayek l'beimar. But according to Rava, yodayim she'enu mochichos don't work anyway. So the Gemara says, Ela kiyafli mibayil el kedir of tarfon. Kiyafli is needed for the Gemara, for the memra of Rav Tarfon. What's Rav Tarfon? We had this already in the Masechta. The Tanya. Let's say you're with your friend and you see a bunch of people walking down the street and they make very unusual statements. I'll be another if he's not another. I won't be another if he's not another. He'll be another if I'm not another. All these and some of them, if you take them to the logical extreme, they break down. They can't be carried through. Or there's a suffix. I'll be another if he's not another, and we don't know about that other guy because the guy ran away. So the Tanya, Yehuda Omer Mishum Reb Tarfon, ain't echad mehem nazir. None of them work. None of them are a nazir, right? You're together with three other people, and you see 10 people walking down the street. And each one makes all these statements, contra, pro, con, yes, no, I'll be if he's not. And the guy next to you says, I'll whatever you said. And the third one says, whatever you didn't say. So none of them are nazirs. Why? Shalonit na naziris el lahafla. Because naziris has to be a clear expression of a Kabbalah. Making all these phrases and statements. So what do you guys mean? The bottom line, what do you mean? What did you say? We have no clue what he said because it's so complicated and we can't figure it out and we don't know anyway. They all walked away. It's all suffix. That's not a naziris. There was a machlokas about that. Some there said, no, you will be the most nachmer. You're a nazir. And some said, no, Rav Tarfon said, no, it's not a nazirus. Why? Because it's ish kiyafli. It has to be a clear utterance of a makabalas of nazirus. Now, that only makes sense, hadichal or Rav Tarfon. El or Rabbanan. But according to the Rabbanan over there who said, no, you are going to be a Kabbalah. Either it's a safek or it's a chumrah, whatever it is, it's going to work. So then, ma'ikal ameimar, why does it say ish kiyafli, it's totally extra. We know that already from Neder. So the Gemara says, El nibar le kidatanya. We need it for the following brisa. Heter nedarim parchin ba'avir. Heter nedarim is really, the concept of being mater neder is really poreach ba'avir. What does that mean? It's floating in the air. That means, it doesn't really say that anywhere in the Torah. It doesn't really say that. We have to pull teeth to get a drusha that there's such a concept of heter nedarim. Aruch Chaim says, that's why would the Torah want to do that? Because the Torah didn't want to, so to speak, publicize that you can get out of your nedarim. Because why? It's going to be mezazel then. So every time you make a neder, I'll get out of it, I'll go to the chacham. If that's your attitude, it's a zilzel. It's a zilzel. Therefore, the Torah didn't want to publicize so much, want to broadcast that you have it out. to be mezalchut. The Aruch Chaim says that's why Parshas Matos was said to the Matos. It was said to the leaders, to the Tamid HaChacham. Listen, they have to know the halacha. It has to be known to them. But I'm not publicizing this to the whole Klal Yisrael. It's specifically said to the Chachamim, to the leaders, that they should know the rules. The Hamonam knows this. It's going to end up in a terrible kilkel. Whatever comes out of your mouth, it'll be a joke. And that's why the Aruch Chaim says, that's why it was only told to the Matos. The same reason, that's why the Dorm was treated because...
So the text is not as good because it wasn't...
It wasn't studied.
It wasn't right.
We had that. For whatever reason, it was a Meis Mitzvah. It was a Meis Mitzvah when we started learning the Dharam, right? We revived the Vesekta that was forgotten. Yeah, it's true. So, Ve'elon HaMashi Yitzmachu. We don't really have a smach why we have a reason to be Matur Neder, right? It's like Poreach Ba'avir. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, Yesh LaHaMashi Yitzmachu, we do. Shenemar Ish Kiyafli. Kiafli shtei pa'amim. It's a double expression. Echad hafla le'ithr. One is a hafla to make a neder. When you verbalize something, it has to be clear. The echad hafla leheter. And there's also an expression to be matir. What do you mean to be matir? To allow you to undo your vow. Okay, next. Chomer ba'avadim mibenashim. In some respects, in Eved is more machmir than in Isha. Right, an Isha is allowed to make a neder. An Isha is allowed to be makaba for herself in the Zeris. How do you know that? Isha. It's a beferish pasuk. It says in the Torah, a man or a woman can make it in the Zeris. What about an Eved? So the Gemara, we're going to see in a minute, that really an Eved can. Why, if an Eved, a guy's an Eved, why can't he become a Nazir? It's not going to affect his work. He's not going to drink wine. What's not going to affect him? So why can't he? So he can. However, since he's not a free man, we're going to learn how to psukim, it's up to the Baal. So the Mishnah says over here that an Eved in a way is worse than an Isha. Why? Shehi mefer nidrei ishto, because he's mefer his wife's neder. Right? If she makes a nazirus, the husband's allowed to be mefer it. The eno mefer nidrei avdo, but you can't be mefer your Eved's neder. So then in what way is it worse? Here it is. Hefer leishto. Let's say you are made for your wife's nether, which you're allowed to do. Hefer olamis. It's mufar forever. Hefer la'avdo, if you are made for your eved, yatza l'cheirus, then when he goes out free, umashlim nizirasso, his nizirus returns. Tosfos says, this bottom line of here, hefer la'avdo, but we just said 2 seconds before that you can't be made for your eved. So what does the word hefer la'avdo mean? So Tosfos says, it means you make a macha. If you protest, I am hereby, it's more machmer than hafara. What is it? As a baal, as a master, you nullify, you protest the eved's naziris, and there is no naziris. However, if the nazir becomes, if this eved becomes free, you free him, his naziris will kick in. By a woman, that's not true. If a woman makes a naziris, and as a husband you made for it, and then you give her a get 5 minutes later, there's no naziris.
Certain
no, but then you can't. We're talking about since you have the right to be made for it.
Right, but
doesn't revert. The Mishnah says, "Hey for olamis."
So maybe this kind.
Maybe this kind.
Right.
Right. This Mishnah is really talking about naziris. So once you mention made for it for your wife, it doesn't return. It's over. However, not true by an Eved. It's not really hafara. It's really a macha, right? You protest, and if you free him, it will revert. In that respect, it's more machmir. That's Tosfos. The Rambam says entirely different. The Rambam says there's a halacha that let's say you go over to your Eved and you give him a pair of tefillin. By giving him the pair of tefillin, you freed him, because an Eved doesn't wear tefillin. So we have Gemaras out there that you can free your Eved by doing an action. You can free him by doing a certain action. Give him tefillin, you learn Torah with him, other things. What else was it? Right, learning Torah with him, giving tefillin. So the Rambam says, if you say to him, I'm made for your neder, you're treating him like an Isha, you're treating him like a Jew, that is an act of a shichur, you now freed him, Now his Naziris kicks in because he's free. We never would have thought to dream up a pshat like that. We would have said, Tosfos says that the word hafara doesn't mean hafara. It means a macha. Because in the line before, we just said, no such thing. Comes on the Rambam and says, no, it means hafara. You treated her like an isha. An isha is a free person. And therefore, you freed her. Right. Exactly. Yatza. Right. Exactly. Yatza. He goes out, and once now that he's out, then the theory reverts because now he's a free man. Right. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Lama Rabo Kofel Naziris. Why can a Rav? Why can a master be kofer for a Nazir? In other words, why can he protest? He's going to stop an Eved from being a Nazir. Avolom Lenadar Malerichin. But he's not going to stop him from other things. In other words, as Tosfos points out, he says in the bottom of the Tosfos of Yotza, he says, what does the Baal care if the Eved says, if I ever become free, if it ever happens, if I'm ever lucky enough, I'll give an Erech donation. What does the Baal care about that? I couldn't care less. So the Baal has no right. That guy makes a neder. I'm not going to eat cherries today. What does the Baal care? So the Baal has no right to be made for those. He can't stop those. How can the Zeus he get stopped? All of a sudden, the Zeus, he's allowed to make a macha on it. How come? So the Gemara says, Maishna gabi nazir. How come by nazir we can? D'amar achmana, because the Torah says, Le'esar isar al nafsho. Right? To make an isar, this pasuk is about nedarim. It's not about nazir. It's in Parshas Matos about stam nedarim. But the issue is on a nefesh. B'misha nafsho kinuyolo. The only time somebody's allowed to make a neder is if he's in charge of his own nefesh. Yotze eved she'ein nafsho kinuyolo. Not an eved who's not in charge of his own nefesh. Not in charge of his own nefesh. If I ever, first of all, there are cases where it's possible to give an eved money shalom that it doesn't belong to the master. There's a whole discussion if that works, but you can say very simply, when I become free, if I ever get out of here, if I ever become free, I'll bring a donation to the basement and say thank you. So how can the Baal, what does the Baal care about that? I'm never freeing him, right? Or if I change my mind, I'll let him go to the basement and give a neder, what do I care? But Naziris is tied up to the Baal, Naziris is an issue of having your own autonomy over your own nefesh. By Naziris, you don't have that. Why don't you have that? We'll see in a minute. So therefore, Naziris doesn't, the Baal could break, but a regular letter he can't. So the Gemara says, Ihachi afilu gabi nedarim na. I mean, how come nedarim not? That pasuk is actually in nedarim. It's in Parshas Matos. So Amar of Sheshes, Hacha mayaskinan, you know what we're talking about. Kishahaya eshkol shalanavim munach lefonov. Let's say you have a bowl of grapes in front of you. You have a bowl of grapes sitting at the table. So Gabi Nedarim, when the slave assers himself with a neder on that bowl of grapes, the chi mitzar bahai lo mitzar ba'achrini. So he assered that bowl of grapes, but he didn't asser the grapes, the other grapes in the refrigerator. He assered that bowl. Therefore, lo mati kafale, what does the Baal care that he doesn't want to eat that bowl of grapes? How does that affect the Baal? Does it affect him? So he can't eat the grapes. What kind of tire is that? But Gabi Nazirus, but by Nazirus, the Chimitzar Bahai Istar Bechulu. He asked all grapes in the world. By becoming a Nazir, you can't eat any grapes. No grapes, no wine, nothing. Therefore, Mati Kafile, he's able to be made for it. The able to break it. Why? It's a much stronger restriction. That's what it is. It's a much stronger, much bigger restriction on the Baal. On the Eved, that could affect his, it could affect him. It's considered something that his nefesh is totally in, and therefore the Baal could break it. So the Gemara says, "V'gabri nedar milo askinan deleka elahai eshkol." But wait, what if this is the only food in the whole house, the only food for miles around is that bowl of grapes? So can't that be a situation of life or death situation, or something which really going to affect his performance, right? The ilo achalei chalish, it's going to make him weaker. It's certainly going to ruin him. Right? He should be able to break that as well. The Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara is going to propose the exact same thing. I'm not sure why the Gemara does this. Ella, you're right. Amarava, no, kigon. Shayacharitin munach lefonov. There was a grape seed here. It's a grape seed not even really edible. Now, Nazir's not going to eat that. Because it's considered a grape product. But it's not even, it's not like a bowl of grapes. A bowl of grapes. The guy can eat a bowl of grapes. He's pretty full. But from a seed, it's not going to happen. But, same story. So, shayichar tzimurach lefanav. There's a grape seed sitting over here, or even a bowl of them. So, gabe nedarim b'hai hu demitzar lamatzi kafile. So, when the slave asers himself, he makes a neder on that grape seed, on that plate of seeds. He's not asering any other seeds. On that one, he made a neder, right? But gabe nazir deitzar nami b'achrini, bought by a nazir where he asers all grape seeds in the whole world. Matzi kafile, maybe he can be made for it. And not maybe. He can be made for it. He can break it. The Gabinadarim, Milo Askin, Delaka Elahai Kharta Dilo Achale Cholish. So maybe the same thing by, I don't say the same thing. This is the only grape seed around. He doesn't eat this, it's gonna wilt away. He's gotta eat that. So obviously you can have a situation where a slave can make a neder on one item and that can do it for him. He's so cholish. The Gemara says, you're right, El Amar Abaya, Lama Rabat Sarach Lekvosu L'Naziris. Why does a master have to break the Naziris, or he can break the Naziris, Ve'en Sarach Lekvosu L'Nadarim, but he can't break a Neder, Ve'en Sarach Lekvosu L'Shvua, and he can't break a Shvua, my time of why? The Amar Kra, Lahara Olehetiv. This Pasuk is by Shvua, where the Pasuk says, you can make a Shvua, Lahara, for bad, Olehetiv, for good. What's bad and what's good? So good is considered a positive act. For example, I will eat that cake. Or that's good. I will eat that cake. It's delicious. Or what's considered bad? I won't eat that cake. Right? So the Gemara says, Mahatava Rishus, just like good is a Rishus, I will eat that. It's a Rishus. Af Hara Rishus. So to the bad is a Rishus. I don't eat that. I'm going to make a net. I don't eat that cake. Yatza Lahara La'achirim, but excluded here is bad to someone else. I have no permission to make a shvua. You can't eat that cake. I'm making a shvua. You can't eat that cake. I can't do that to you. So how can an eved make a neder that's going to say, I'm not eating that cake? You're ruining the eved. You're ruining the master. You have no right to do that. Who are you? You can't be ra on someone else. Therefore, your neder doesn't even get off the ground. It's nothing. I can make a neder on you. I can make a shvua on what you could eat. Of course not. So, anyway, what if I did that? It's not a neder. It's not a shvua. It's a nothing. Therefore, here, when the eved tries to asser himself on anything, he's really assering the master. Because he's making his performance be worse. He's not allowed to do that. It's a whole shaila in the achronim. Can a poel be makabel atinus? The poel's makabel atinus, his performance won't be as good. Is he allowed to do that? Right? I'm not going to work today so well because I had a nightmare last night. So I made a tinus today. Are you allowed to do that? It's a shaila. You promised to work today. So your output's going to be ruined. Same thing over here. What about Naziris? That's a separate pasuk. Okay. That's preposterous. Okay, let's finish the next Mishnah. Avar mikineged panov. Let's say the Eved made a shvua and ran away. He ran away. He doesn't remember anyway. He ran away. So, what did we say? We said that if you become free, your Naziris reverts. Now you're Nazir. So therefore, Remeir Omer Lo Yishta. He can't drink wine. Why? He ran away. Mistama, we'll see in the Gemara. Mistama, he's a free man now. Because how's the Baal getting this guy back? So he ran away, so then he's the Nazir. And Rabbi Yossi Omer Yishta, Rabbi Yossi says, no, he can drink. So the Gemara says, let's say they're arguing in the machlokas of in the din that would have been said years later by Shmuel, but it's the same principle. The Amar Shmuel, hamafker avdo yatzal lecheres. If you're mafker your eved, even if you don't give him the afal, the ain't zarach get shichur, just by telling him you're a free man, you're a mafker you, he becomes a free man. You don't have to actually give him a get anymore. So too, if an eved runs away. And the master says to him, how am I getting this guy back? How am I getting him back? I'm never going to get him back. So he's basically miyayesh. If he's miyayesh, he gives up hope. If he gives up hope, the guy sort of becomes free. I didn't give him a get, but he became free. So let's say they're arguing in that din. So Rab Meir, Isla de Shmuel, Rab Meir holds of that. Therefore he's a free man. And since he's a free man, he becomes an azir. Therefore he can't drink wine. And Rab Yossi, let's say the Shmuel. Rab Yossi doesn't hold from that. Therefore, just because he ran away, the Baal's not Miyayesh. If the Baal's not Miyayesh, he's still an Eved. If he's still an Eved, there's no Naziris. Therefore, he can drink all he wants, not a Nazir. That's the proposal. The answer is, The answer is unbelievable difference in how you look at people. Look, the kulayama itlu deshmul. Everyone holds to that din. Everyone holds that if there's yeyush, if there's yeyush, you'd certainly be free. Everyone agrees to that. However, ella manda amar yishta, the one who said he could drink, you know why? Savar sof sof mi hader other. He's certainly going to come back. He's certainly going to get him back. What? How long? How often did it happen that the slave escaped and he wasn't returned? He's going to be returned. However, so there's no yeish. V'asi gabei lishti chamro. The master wants his eved to be continued to drink. Why? Kihechi dilo lichosh. He doesn't want him to become a weakling and not be healthy. He's going to come back. Let him drink. I want a strong slave. It's a matter of time before we track him down. So in the meantime, let him drink. Get him back. When I get him back, he won't be malnourished. He'll be good. Rabbi Yossi says the exact opposite. Ulamanda amar lo yishta. I'm sorry, Rameir. Rameir says lo yishta. Why not? Savri holds just the opposite. Maybe it's a knas. Lehevei leit saira. No, let him suffer. Let him suffer. Can't drink. Why? Ki heche de la hadagabe. He'll come back. If I come back, then I can have wine, right? I can go to the pub. And if not, I can't. So I'll come back. So therefore, no lo yishta. Okay, that's today's daf. We will stop over here. Rabbi Rosner will, Emir Hashem, be back tomorrow, and then I'll be here on Friday. Everyone have a good day.